PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm glad to be joined today by Paul Gatta. He is a tax attorney and personal financial planning director for ALSUP, which is a leading provider of Social Security, disability, financial, and healthcare-related services to people with disabilities. Paul, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining me. And Paul, let's start first. When it comes to taxes, you think people with disabilities may not be getting the tax breaks they should. Why is that?
Taxes are pretty complicated to begin with, and those struggling with disabilities don't really have the stamina to do it themselves or may not be able to afford help from professionals. With 9.2 million people receiving Social Security Disability Insurance or SSDI benefits, many may be missing out on opportunities to reduce the real cost of their expenses.
And so what are a few guidelines people with disabilities should know about when it comes to taxes?
First, people need to understand the tax treatment of Social Security benefits, especially lump sum payments. They also need to know about the benefits of filing an income tax return, even if they don't owe taxes. There are also several tax credits and deductions that people with disabilities may be able to take advantage of if they know about them.
Wow, well, it sounds like there's quite a bit of opportunity to better manage your taxes. You mentioned there are special considerations for lump sum Social Security benefits. Can you explain this?
Yes, both monthly and lump sum retroactive payments of SSDI benefits are subject to federal income tax. The average person on SSDI gets a benefit of $1,100 or about $13,200 a year. Based on the calculation to determine taxes on SSDI benefits, there's a very good chance that none or very little of what you actually get from SSDI benefits is actually going to be taxed if that's all the income you have during the year. However, if you get a lump sum payment, which is a retroactive payment for SSDI benefits owed to you, it's a bit more complex. Because it can take 2 to 4 years to receive disability benefits, someone could be receiving a lump sum payment of $40,000 or more for back benefits owed. If you pay taxes mistakenly on this amount as additional income in the year that you receive it, it could be devastating to your financial future, depending on the amount.
And how does someone avoid overpaying taxes on a lump sum?
Fortunately, there's a special election that allows lump sum payments to be spread over previous tax years instead of taking it in the year you receive the lump sum. This can be done using the current tax year return and no need to file the amended returns. However, the calculations are pretty complex. We do provide additional information about this in our financial matters section on ALSUP.com, our website, specifically in the Managing Your Taxes section. You can also look at the IRS publication 915, which is available on the IRS website, irs.gov.
And one of the other guidelines you mentioned is that people should file a tax return even if they don't owe taxes. And why is that?
By not filing a tax return, they may be leaving money on the table. For example, let me give you two credits that potentially save a person quite a bit, and they can only be claimed by filing a tax return. First, there's the earned income tax credit. This is a refundable credit, meaning that any amount higher than a person's tax bill is received back as a tax refund. The credit can be as much as $4,824, so it's pretty worth filing if you qualify. Second, there's the recovery rebate credit. This is available to a broad group of taxpayers, but as far as Social Security recipients, those who did not make the full tax rebate credit last year may be able to do so this year on their 2008 income tax returns. And the credit for those people on Social Security is $300 for single filers and $600 for couples.
And what other credits should taxpayers with disabilities know about?
Well, there's the credit for the disabled. You're eligible for this credit if you receive taxable disability income from a former employer's accident, health, or pension plan and meet specific income thresholds. We cover all these on our ALSUP website, again, under the Financial Matters section. There's also the Dependent Care Credit, which is another credit people should know about. If you pay someone to care for a physically or mentally impaired dependent or spouse, you may be able to take a credit of up to 35% of the cost of care while you are working or looking for work.
And you also mentioned there are tax deductions. Can you provide detail on these?
Sure. A big one is that taxpayers who itemize can deduct medical costs equaling more than 7.5% of their adjusted gross income. This could be particularly useful to those with disabilities because of all the medical conditions they may have. There's also an additional standard deduction for individuals who are blind, which can be taken on their tax return. People also can deduct the costs of seeking SSDI benefits. So if you've hired a representative, such as ALSUP, to help you obtain your SSDI benefits, you can deduct the fee that you paid on your tax returns.
And if someone wants to know more about tax issues affecting people with disabilities, where can they go?
We have a special tax resource section on our website. Simply go to www.allsip.com and you click on the Financial Matters tab and choose Managing Your Taxes from the drop-down menu. This also links to other resources people may find helpful.
All right, Paul. It was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I thank you for coming on and telling us about some of the tax savings that people with disabilities may be missing out on. And I wish you the best of luck and hope to speak with you again very soon.
Thank you. Pleasure talking with you, too.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.